Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, blessing, and honor to be here with you tonight. Listen, it's another day that the Lord has kept me. And I know that you can say the same thing. Amen. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. My God, and if it's not for him, we wouldn't be here. Y'all know that, right? Praise the Lord. I ask that you just pray with me, excuse me, through this broadcast tonight. I've been a little bit under the weather, but determined to press my way forward into the will and purpose of God and in the plan for what he has for the people of God, even through the word. Amen. I'm so hungry. Have you ever been like that? It's like there comes seasons sometimes where we just, there's some seasons where you just got to eat. You just have to eat. You have to eat often, munch often. Amen. And we are never to be without the word of God. That is our sustenance. It is our necessary food. Amen. But there's some seasons where it seems like God just wants to fill your belly more, like pack you with a little more. And I believe that's because of what is ahead. Amen. It's because of what's coming and what we have to be processed through. We need strength. Amen. We need strength. We need wisdom. We need knowledge. We need understanding. We need discernment. We need a whole lot. Amen. And that only comes through our food, through the word. Amen. Praise God. And so I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing for you, 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 and you. And I know that this is a season of testing. My God, we're going through some stuff. And God is stretching. Glory to God. He's stretching us out. And he's making us better. He's building us up to do more for him. Hallelujah. And for the kingdom of our Lord and for Jesus Christ. Is that all right? He's strengthening us to do more, but we have to be stretched. You can't stay in the same place, amen, and see greater works. Greater requires greater. Amen. If your shoe size is greater, you need a greater size shoe. If your foot, in other words, is growing bigger, you need bigger shoes, bigger dreams, bigger mindset. Come on here. Bigger expectation, bigger faith. Here, number four. Ho, ho, ho. I said, God is expanding his people for greater. And in the midst, we have to be tested and stretched. Praise the Lord, somebody. We have to be stretched and stretched and stretched, come on, and pressed out and pounded on a little bit. Amen. That's why he's the potter and we're not. Mm-hmm. Daddy knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. So instead of complaining and getting all uptight about it, it would behoove us to just humble down. Amen. Buckle down and just go for the ride, trusting him, hallelujah, and acknowledging him in all of our ways, knowing that he will never lead us wrong, never. He just can't do it. That's not who he is. Hallelujah. And it's in this hour that them who really know their God, come on, are going to be what, strong and do mighty exploits. Them that know their God, that know him, hallelujah. To know is not to be able to just say my name, hallelujah. To know me is not just to be able to say, oh, I know she wears this or that. Come on here. To know somebody goes deeper than just an acknowledgement or an acquaintance type of knowing. Hallelujah. It's intimate. It's personal. Hallelujah. And with knowing comes trust. Woo! You ain't supposed to be intimate with everybody. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Come on. With intimacy comes trust. Trust comes intimacy. Come on. The two are intertwined. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. And the problem is we mistake love for lust. Uh-oh. Or lust for love. We get mixed up. We get mixed up in touchy-feely versus the real deal. Oh! I want you to know that God don't want a one-night stand with you, beloved. He wants all of you. He loves you to your core. The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the up, the down, the stink, the sweet. He loves you. Bless our God tonight. And he wants us to know him. He wants to get closer. Come on. Want us to draw closer to him in intimacy so we can trust him. My, 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 shiko. Woo, I ain't sharing my secrets with everybody. Come on here. You can't trust everybody. You can't get intimate with everybody. Come on. We're talking about the things of God tonight. Hallelujah. So in the stretching, we have to be expanded. Why? Because he wants to put in more. He wants to build us up and make us greater, bigger in him, larger, enlarging the place of our tent pegs, of our curtains, expanding, right? Stiffening the stakes. Amen. Because he's getting ready to do a great work. He's already started it. Hallelujah. We just have to keep on rolling with that, all right? Cooperate. Buckle down. Tell flesh die like it ought to. Amen. So that we can move forward in the things of God. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. And we're going to read just a little bit. 1 Corinthians 10. All right? Listen to what it says. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. Paul is talking to the church at Corinth, all right? How that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. He said, I need you to understand something about where we've come from. Mm-hmm. I need you to understand something about our ancestry, our ancestorhood, our spiritual lineage. I need you to get something clear here, people of God. I don't want you to get it mixed up and twisted. All of our fathers, our forefathers of the faith, they were under the cloud. Remember in the wilderness, the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night, when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, all right? They were all under that same cloud and all passed through that great Red Sea. They all experienced the same miracle, everybody. Ah, Yanandu. Come on. They were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Everybody followed Moses out of Egypt, partook of the miracles. Come on, and the blessing of the deliverance. Glory be to God. And guess what else they did? And they did all eat the same spiritual meat. I like the premise that's being set up. Everybody had access to the same thing. Everybody was blessed by the same blessing. Rekoma. Nobody was left out. Nobody was shortchanged because God is not a respecter of persons. What you saw one receive, the others received. Everybody had the same privileges in God. And they all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Oh, they were privileged and blessed to even be able to come out of Egypt, to be delivered from bondage, and then to be promised a land flowing with milk and honey. My God, a place where you ain't got to cry no more. You don't have to worry about being beaten to death because of what you believe. You don't have to be strangers in a foreign land not knowing your God and not being free to worship him because I'm going to bring you out. That's what God did for them. And look what happens. But even though everybody was under the same blessing, under the same cloud and walked through the same Red Sea and were all baptized unto Moses, look what happened. He said, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. Duh. Everybody was under the same cloud. Shall we go further? Under the same anointing. Under the same word. Under the same prophetic blessing. Under the same covering. But with all of them, God was not well pleased. Jesus, please help me through this here tonight. With many of them, God had an issue. Oh, God. He was so displeased with them that he killed them in the wilderness. I don't want to talk for real talk, but that's what happened. They plucked God's nerve till it was enough, and he swallowed them out. Took them out. Complaining and murmuring and backbiting and coming against God's leadership. Yeah. Spawn rotten. Okay. Hallelujah. Ungrateful. Praise God. Yeah, the commandada. Yeah. Flesh on parade. Yeah, that's what happened there. Yeah. Proud. Rebellious. Bless God. Yeah. Yeah. And so what happened? Now, these things were our examples. Why? So that we can repeat the same thing? Come on here. Hello? These things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. I get the feeling, Holy Ghost, I get the feeling tonight that we have an issue with lust. The lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. These three areas, dangerous. Tentacles in attachments that the enemy likes to use to grab and yank God's people out of grace. Lord, have mercy. He said, but these things were written for our example so that we won't lust like they did. God gave them everything that they needed. Listen here tonight. Sometimes you're not going to get what you want when you want it. This ain't purgatory. When you're in the world, you do whatever you want it. Well, however you want it, with whoever you want it. And sometimes, it was more than once. Come on up here. You had many lovers. You were fornicating, playing the harlot under every green tree. But when you come to Jesus, it's all or nothing. You can do what you want to do. Now, that's for folks that love him. I'm not talking about those that are looking for a cultic, religious type of, come on up in here, some crazy doctrine, come on up, rules and rituals. I'm talking about a relationship with God. You cannot want, come on, your desire will change because it's based on love. The relationship is based on love, not lust. There's a difference. So these things were written to warn you, Zion. These things were written to warn you in time remnant. Where the love of many is waxing cold and we got all kind of circus going on in the body of Christ. These things were written for your admonition, for your warning, so that you will not follow after the same mistakes. You can't use that excuse, well, my father was an alcoholic, so I got, no! Who the son is raised me? It's raised me! Yeah. Look at this. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them. I'm trying not to go there. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. They sat down to eat and drink, got up to play. Sound like the communion table to me. Sat down to eat and drink. Sit down and partake of Jesus' broken body and precious blood. Get up, go outside and smoke. Y'all don't want to talk. Sit down and eat and drink. And the Holy Spirit, you know. Get up and go outside and cuss. And backbite and drink. And gamble and whoremonger. Y'all don't come on here. God is cleaning up house. Did you hear me? Listen, don't you have you ever been in a class where the teacher gets tired of repeating the same thing? Say, I told you there's going to be a quiz and I'm going to keep telling you over and over again. You got to do your homework. You got to study. I'm here after school for tutoring. You can call me on my phone if you need help with the homework. Listen, he or she ain't going to keep on going with the same thing over and over. It's all come on. You've been warned. And warning comes before destruction. Don't be idolaters. Don't take God and his kingdom business and our precious Christ and this sacrifice like some rabbit foot religion. Please don't do that. Can we not play with this here? I know. There's some things that have been passed on to us through the bloodline. I get it. There's some things that have been traditionally done in the churches that seem so right, but it's dead wrong. I got that. But because mom and them did it, and because grandpa and them and the forefathers did it, come on here. We have to keep up that tradition. Tradition is what's choking the life out of you. You hear me up in here tonight. A lot of what we call our founding fathers that have set up certain churches have been founded on demonic doctrine. Yeah, I don't want to go there, but we're going. The Masonic, come on here. Masonic order, demon spirits. Oh, Jesus. I got a tree. Come out of there. Find Jesus for yourself. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Do you see what happened with everybody else? Look at what the scripture said. Everybody was doing the same thing, but there was a distinction. God did not have pleasure in those who were disobedient. That did what? What did he say? They were idolaters. They sat down to eat and drink and rose up and play. What else did they do? Verse 8, committed fornication. And fell in one day, 320,000. Can we get any plainer? Yeah, I know what's going on up in your church. You know what's going on up in here in society. Everybody running, trying to do everything that everybody else is doing. Got to keep up with the Joneses. Don't sit down and get delivered so you can go to heaven. Do you care at all about your soul? See, it's one thing if you haven't been warned. It's another thing if the alarm wasn't sounded to tell you that there's a fire. It's another thing when you're driving on the road and you want to act like you don't have to submit to the siren that's coming up around you because you're in a rush. You want to run head on with the ambulance or with the fire truck. You go right ahead. Go right ahead and be fresh. Go right ahead and let your flesh and your pride get you killed. Because that's what's happening in the body of Christ right now. So many of pride will so stinking in God's nostril. We don't want to humble down. And we are causing shipwreck, not only in my own life, but in our soul too. And God is going to work for you. Yes. He will do it. Judgment has begun at the house of God. Yeah, it is. Look at what he said. He's telling you, he's trying to warn us. Look here. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Don't think you're going to keep on getting by, beloved. God's grace, yes, I'm talking to the folk that's not even trying to do right. Hear me. I'm not talking about those of you that's laying on the altar, Lord, gut this thing out of me. Kill it out. Please take it away. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Crying at the altar, really sincere with God. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those that, listen, peacocks prancing all around, shaking your tail feather, like you don't got nothing straight to get your business straight with God. You know you do. And because folk ain't coming at you, and you don't have nobody to be accountable to, or you have itching ears, and people will tell you how sweet and how great you are, and nobody will tell you the truth, doesn't mean that God ain't going to knock you out. Don't tempt Christ. Grace runs out. Yeah. Y'all don't believe it. Y'all don't believe God is tired. Y'all ain't see what happened in the days of Noah? Y'all ain't see what God said? Listen, I ain't going to always put up with this foolishness. I'm not going to always strive with man, he said. And even while Noah was building the ark, y'all know there was room for more than Noah and them animals. God gave them a chance, but he knew that the rest would not come. God already knew it. He set up a testimony. So that the record could show, I sent my servant to preach for 132 years, and y'all still wouldn't listen. Okay. All right. Let's read now. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Do y'all realize this is in the New Testament? Hello? It happened in the Old. But we are being reminded in the new that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and not to be played with. Hello! Murmuring and complaining instead of giving thanks. Like God ain't never do nothing for us. Why do we do that? We have to come out of that spirit. We have to be broken out of that spirit of complaining and murmuring. Have an issue with everything. Don't anything. There are people that would love to trade places with you. Quickly. Oh, God. We grieve the Holy Ghost, children of God. We grieve him. The time and energy that we could be spending interceding and warring and pulling down strongholds and claiming territory is being wasted murmuring and complaining and playing church. We're going to be held accountable. I said we're going to be held accountable. We will be held accountable. Yeah. Yeah, look at what it said. Verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for examples. Examples, he's saying. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Please don't fall for the grace gimmick. God, yes, by his grace, he has saved us. It is a free gift. It is free. You didn't have to pay nothing for it. No, your arms did not have to be stretched wide on no wooden cross full of splinters. But listen here, please. Please, just because God extended his grace to us does not mean that we're supposed to continue to sin and slap God in the face and put Jesus back up on the cross as though he did nothing. He went up there to prove that he's given us power. Power to overcome sin and live right. It's there. It's available. He didn't just give his blood. He sent the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. I wish somebody would just look in your bag. Look in your treasure chest. Open it up and see what God has given you. Look at the tools and the keys and the trinkets and the jewels and, my God, the gifts. My God, have mercy that he's given you. He's given us everything, the Bible says, that pertains to life and godliness. Oh, my, ho. You knew not here come from this without help. Out of it. Oh, God. He has set you in this earth for such a time as this to make a difference, not to repeat the same old thing that our forefathers have done. No, yes, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, but what did God say? Listen, consider you not conforming things. Behold, I do a new thing. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Come on. Selling for low class, shabby, dog style living, and live as a kingdom child of God. Say indeed, walk in victory, power the Holy Ghost. Yeah, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. That is your portion. Hearing is the children's bread. God has given you a legal entitlement, a legal portion, a legal allotment and inheritance. Come on here, there's souls waiting. Do you understand that tonight, beloved? Don't you see the hands on the clock? Don't you see the time is winding up? Do you not see the handwriting on the wall? Do you not see that? Oh, God, that we will be quickened in our Holy Ghost. That we will be quickened in our spirits. That we would be quickened and set ablaze. That we would get up out of our slumber, awaken, and be alive to Christ in this last hour. Look at what he says here. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Humpty Dumpty. Mm-hmm. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. A great fall. A great fall. Yeah, he sat on the wall. I know you sit the page. You talk about Aesop's fable. I don't care. I'm trying to make an illustration here. Listen. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, right? How many of y'all are supposed to be sitting on the wall for Christ? How many of the people of God have been sitting on the wall but falling because they didn't take heed to watch their steps, to work out their soul salvation, to set themselves apart, to come out and separate themselves, to seek the face of God, to yield not to temptation? We're all human. Listen, he said, take heed. Take heed. Take heed. If you think you're standing, take heed. If you get into a prison, oh, everything is all right. Start to take inventory. Take heed. Do a self-check. Is that all right? There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. There's no way you're going to get to the next dimension of faith that God is calling you to and has already ushered you into. Come on, you've already crossed over a threshold. You hear me? In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You're not going to stand successfully there and enter fully in without being tried, without being tested. Are you here tonight? The wilderness was the place of purging for God's people so that they could be prepared for Canaan. The Christian child that... so that you don't blow it. Mm-hmm. This is where we take self-inventory. Lord, show me. Lord, fix me. Shine the light on my soul. Lord, let me be right. I ain't worried about nobody else. I love you, but I got to work on me. Is that all right? Hallelujah. I can't help nobody else, David said, unless God first helped me. Create in me a clean heart and mind, and renew in me the right spirit. Teach me your ways. Then I can teach others. I can't help nobody else if I'm not together. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Let them build their golden calves. It's all right. God going to take care of that. Yosha, I speak the anointing of Joshua and Caleb, who are steadfast in faith, steadfast in trust, steadfast in faithfulness to God's word and his promise. They believe what God said. I loose that anointing over this airwave right now. That God's people will understand that they are not grasshoppers but giants, and that because God said they can take the land, they can. Father, I want you to bless these precious people tonight in the name of Jesus. For every person that is in their wilderness right now, I thank you for sending strength. I thank you for sending confirmation. I thank you for sending a press. I thank you for sending a fresh yes. I thank you for fresh oil. I thank you for fresh rejuvenation, refreshing, perseverance, endurance, and courage to stand in the name of Jesus. We know that you're soon to come. Help us to occupy our time here in the spirit of excellence, bearing fruit that will remain in the name of Jesus. Father, even as we part off of this airwave, I thank you for blessing your precious people a hundredfold. Father, there are those in the wilderness, he comes out of blah, 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 shah, that have been listening to the lies of the devil and have girded up strength to say, no, devil, no. I see them in the spirit, my Father, telling Satan, no, I will not budge from here. I will not move from here. I will not bow. I will not bend. If I die, let me die, but I will wait on Jesus. Father, I want you to overflow them. Father, do a three-day miracle. Within the next 3 days, blow their minds for standing for you. In the name of Jesus, use them mightily for your glory and bless them. We honor you for hearing us. We praise you and love you for how great you are, for who you are. We magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we share this prayer with Jesus' blood and thank you for the seal of thy precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now. If it be the Lord's will, I'll be right back here next Wednesday doing the same thing, same time, same station. Listen, stay encouraged. Stay focused. Stay girded up. In Jesus' name. God is not through with you yet. I love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.